The very first time I saw Dan Kennedy speak was in 2009. And during his presentation, he was talking about copywriting. And he actually had a check up on stage, and it was for like $35,000. And he made the point that this was for one third of one project fee for one client that was actually not going to take that long for him to do. So he's making over $100,000 for this project. And he shared some pretty important lessons during that speech about copywriting that have really stuck with me. One of those big lessons is that we are always undercharging. And it's pretty normal for someone offering a service to end up undercharging for the service that they offer. And even as you become an expert at the service, it's still normal to undercharge. And he said if there's one thing that he wished he had done earlier in his copywriting career, it was raise prices. And so I want to talk to you about that. I want to talk to you specifically. I want to give you the answer to a subscriber question that I got. What kind of price should I charge for my copywriting services from M? And yeah, so we'll talk about what you charge for your copywriting services in today's episode. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so I'm actually going to go through four different levels of how you might think about charging for your services. And they tend to go from lowest to highest in terms of how much you can actually make. And frankly, I think that that also means that they go from worst to best as far as how good of a strategy they are in terms of coming up with your pricing. The one thing that I'm not going to do here is I'm not going to tell you a specific amount that you should charge for your services, because what services you're providing for what clients is always going to vary, and what that means for you and what that means for them is always going to vary. And so clearly, like in one YouTube video, I can't tell you what exactly you should charge for your copywriting services, but I can give you some ideas of how some of this is thought about and how some of this is structured. So, number one is essentially the hourly employee, and that's the time and expenses. If you're an outside contractor, this is you set your price based on hourly wage and based on expenses that you have. And on some level, even the best copywriters think about, oh, how long is this going to take me? How much is my time worth? And based on how much my time is worth, I'm going to figure out that's how much I should charge for doing this project with a client. And so time and expenses, it is a baseline that you learn to work from, but you really shouldn't sell your copywriting services based on this. Only the lowest paid copywriters, as far as I'm aware, actually get paid on a time basis or on a time and expenses basis. Yeah, you can do it. Yeah, some clients want it, especially low value, low quality clients. They want it. They want to treat you like any low quality employee. But if you are a copywriter who is able to generate valuable business results for them, if you are providing marketing services that actually make their business more successful, you really should not think of yourself in terms of just providing an hourly service. So the next layer that you can add on top of this, is just adding your own profits. And essentially, that's raising your hourly wage beyond what you need on a time and expenses basis and thinking, how much do you want to make? How much do you want to make? And typically, that's going to include paying your bills and setting some aside. And the more you can set aside earlier, the better you are financially. I'm not going to get into that today, but time and expenses plus whatever profits you want to make is the next level up from that. Now, everything starts to change when we get to this next level. And that is, instead of thinking about I'm selling my services on an hourly basis or daily basis or weekly basis, think about I'm creating value. And so you set your service pricing for your copywriting services based on the value that you're generating. And this can, I have a entire training program called Copywriting Royalties and Pay for Performance, which is all about how to structure deals where you're actually getting paid based on the performance of the copy that you put out there. And that's one type of value-based pricing. So it's like you pay me a flat fee. And for me, that's gone up more than 10 times since I started my copywriting career. It's you pay me a flat fee plus I get a percentage of sales. And it's all based on how valuable it is likely, well, like what the perceived value of my work is going to be. And that's a great way to charge for your copywriting services, because the more value you create for your clients. And by the way, there are some clients who are able to get more value out of the same piece of copy. So you deal with a client who has access to a million prospects in their universe versus a client that has access to 100,000 or 10,000 prospects in their universe. The value that they're able to generate from your copy increases based on the access that they have in their marketing ability to put your message in front of more people. And so this isn't just about the compensation structure, it's also about finding clients for whom you can write copy that's going to create more value. And then finally, going back to Dan Kennedy, the opening example, because Dan Kennedy became a celebrity of marketing and a celebrity of business and a celebrity of entrepreneurship and a celebrity of selling, his copy, although he was still intending to create value for clients, his copy pricing got divorced from the actual value of the copy. There are other copywriters out there who can generate similar results to Dan Kennedy, but he got paid more because of this last factor, and that is what the market will bear. And so if you create a persona for yourself in the marketplace, if you create a reputation for yourself in the marketplace to the point where clients are clamoring, they're falling all over themselves to work with you, where you are a celebrity in your marketplace, where you are like the person that they want to go to, then oftentimes your fees will increase beyond whatever rational justification you can make for those increasing fees, just because that's what the market will bear. And then in a situation like that, you will also tend to attract clients for which even those fees that seem astronomical to you for your copy don't actually feel like that much money. And so again, time and expenses is level one. Adding profits into that is level two. Value, including things like royalties and pay for performance deals, is level three. And then level four, if you can get there by creating this reputation and persona for yourself in the marketplace, is what the market will bear. What do you think? I'll leave a comment with this episode. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found this. Look into, you know, what you should charge for your copywriting services. What are your takeaways? What are your action items? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, sign up, get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications, plus more exclusive content for email subscribers. I'm Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I'll catch you again in the next episode. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.